Here we are again in the boat. Here we are in our literal boat at the monastery, but there is the boat of this being sailing out into the limitless, vast expanse of the interior mind. Going inward, inward like an explorer in the wilderness. And we do this as seekers of truth, knowing that the truth is not to be found anywhere else. In this way, in a way that is direct, uncorrupted, uninterrupted, depending on how much we can purify our minds. Because the mind is limitless and pure, radiant. In and of itself. And only ever obscured by all its untrained composite of activity. When we learn to stop and unravel the many tangles, the endless fabrications, when instead we climb on the wheel of Dhamma, and ascend into the emptiness, we begin to understand how thoroughly infinite and inconceivable that truth is. We begin to taste it and feel it directly through the rhythm of our own heart's energy. Unobscured, undiluted by worldly refrains and vibrations. Such a purity to be known, to be shown, to be revealed. Nowhere else. We can't know it through someone else's mind. We really can't. But we have this gift of inner sight. Inside, to see through the mirage of worldly experience, to delve into the mystery, to traverse the cloud of unknowing. We may feel powerless, but we are not powerless. How can we traverse such infinity? Ah, We persevere and direct our attention inward, stilling, resting, soaking in the mind of purity. By knowing the treasure, the riches of virtue, our vehicle is that very essence of inner cleansing, opening the gates to the deathless. Where none of the mental poisons can impede or discolor what we can discover. We discover, uncover what has not been known until the mind, through its inner radiance, allows us to bask in and be radiated, irradiated by that light, by that truth. As if we were being burnt, what is burnt away is this sense of I, me, no, nothing, does not exist. We must give up the I, give up the me, give up any self, any trace of that. Gently, one breath at a time, we begin now, again and again, to unfold in a primordial way, unlike any journey of any realm, beyond the path of every satellite and orbit, we travel inward. To unfold in a primordial way. Feeling what you feel and ventilating it, giving it space, knowing it for what it really is. And beyond to the next moment, unobstructed by any residue of attachment. For now, we open little by little in tenderness, in trust, for the sake of truth. Go forth. Be brave. Step by step, breath by breath. Intention again and again. Carried on the wings of the Dhamma, the wings of wisdom and compassion. We soar through all trials. There is a freedom to be known, to be one, to be one, and to be single-minded, unified, converging in one direction only, towards Nibbana. Just staying present for this possibility to release this potential, to understand as never before what is possible for this heart, whatever it has suffered, however it has been broken or battered. We rise up in one lifelong bow to the awakened one, to step into his shoes, his footsteps, following his guidance, trusting that we can transform all that hinders the way into a fuel for our liberation. We can, we must, we dare, we trust. Breathing in and out, fully aware. Aware of awareness itself. The mind like an unfurled sail, taking us across that vast oceanic space, that galactic expanse. Awareness, immeasurable, boundless. We can do this. Already, the trappings of the world have loosened, and we can breathe freer, joyful, blessed, present, in gratitude, alert, awake, empty. How can one be so empty and yet so full? Sometimes we feel desolate, dark, unable to rise up, unable to move or to stop the mind's habit, to stop clinging, grasping, obsessing. But these are not what we are. They are the mind's concoctions. We shred them by knowing them as unreal. We don't own them. We let them flow back into the great expanse of the universe. We must intentionally do this as an act of self-liberation, freeing ourselves of this self that does not exist. We may not believe that. We can't prove except by knowing through this experience of infinite mind that this self is an imposter. But we can try it out and let it go and see what happens. See how much freedom we gain again and again. Each time the mind believes in it, we let it go. We change the screen. We sign out. We move on. We only stop the imposter, but we free ourselves into the emptiness, into the real. It's a faith journey. Until we do it, we act on faith, and then behold, we discover that the Buddha was right. Patiently overcoming the hindrances, sending them back like lost children, rescuing ourselves into the hands of truth.